Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Yet another episode of On the Road with TWC, that Wisconsin couple. As always, I am Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And today is episode 43. We're talking about Green Bay, Wisconsin 2.0. Julia, as always, got another fun fact for us? Hit him with it.
I do have a fun fact, and I hope you know the answer to this because we just learned about it. How did the Packers get their name? Oh, you're cheating. You're reading.
Well, I mean, from the Indian packing.
Cheater.
I knew that.
Did you?
Yes. And then it got bought by the Acme Packing Company. Bay Packers.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know, Curly Lambeau, who's the franchise founder, decided to start a local football team in his hometown of Green Bay. And at the time, he was working for a meat packing company called Indian Packing. And he essentially asked his company to sponsor this team and let them use the company's football field. And in return, they would call themselves the Indian Packing Company. And then when it changed names, they became the Packers. So there's your fun fact of the day. Yes, like Hayden mentioned, this is Green Bay 2.0. So if you didn't know, our very first episode on this podcast, On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple, episode one was on Green Bay, Wisconsin. At the time, we had recently returned back from a trip to Green Bay with our two dogs, Paps and Leinenkugel, on a paid collaboration with Discover Green Bay. And it was amazing. And we had the best time. And this episode is also brought to you in partnership with Discover Green Bay, as they so kindly invited us to collaborate with them again. This time, no dogs.
Yeah, it was nice. It's a nice little, like, don't get me wrong, the dogs are fantastic. I love being around them, but without them, it just kind of frees up more possibilities for things for us to do on the trip. So per usual, Green Bay is in Brown County, and it is roughly 2 hours and 30 minutes from our home, 141 miles. As she said, we were just there last weekend, March 1st through March 3rd. And if you're ever in trouble locating Green Bay, you can always buy our Google map for a nice one-time fee. Keep it forever. Every single week, stuff that we talk about on the podcast gets pinned on the Google Maps. Things we recommend on this pod. Julia works her tail off on it. It's a cool tool. Buy it. Have it forever on your phone. Get around to all the cool places that we recommend on the podcast.
Yeah. And just a reminder, this podcast is brought to you in part by Discover Green Bay, but all these opinions are our own. And again, episode one, we talk about our trip to Green Bay with the dogs, as well as additional places we've visited in Green Bay. So you can go back and listen to that, and we really break down whether or not it's dog friendly. Please keep in mind that was episode one. We have come a long way since then. We use a different software now. I do believe our audio is significantly clearer, but if you want to go back and listen to it, you are more than welcome because there's lots of good stuff in there. But just for reference, these are the recommendations that were in that episode. So a Loft Hotel is a dog-friendly hotel in Green Bay. Lodge Kohler, also dog-friendly. It is a very nice hotel that's sisters to like the American Club in Kohler, Wisconsin. Tavern in the Sky is their restaurant, as well as Leaps and Bounds is their cafe at Lodge Kohler. We also talk about 1919 Kitchen and Tap, which we will touch on again in this episode. Indian Bahavan, which is one of Hayden's favorite restaurants in the whole state. Vintage Cantina, Smart Cow, Hinterland Brewing, Anapi Brewing, Badger State Brewing, Cocoon Brewing, Noble Roots Brewing, Stillmark Brewing, Crystal Coffee, Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, Wheelwick Falls, UWGB Arboretum Trail, Fonfrick Glen Falls Trail, the City Deck, and Fox River Trails, Loco Wisco, and Tidal Town. So some of those we'll touch on again today, but kind of just giving you a little bit more information on this recent trip we did and kind of what you can do for like a quick little getaway to Green Bay, set dogs.
Absolutely. We will start with where we stayed. We stayed at the Cress Inn. Is that technically in De Pere,
That is in De Pere.
Which is right outside of Green Bay. The Crest Inn is basically right on campus for St. Norbert's College.
It's like in downtown De Pere. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's right down from the high school. I guess a little ways down from the high school, from west of your high school. But
nobody referenced things in regards to where they are to the high school. That's a weird reference.
I've heard a lot of things in Bearwood to the high school. If you're That's asking weird. Me, like, what's on the main road? What were we stayed in a little suite, which was nice. It had like its own private bedroom with the living area, a little half kitchen kind of, full fridge.
Yeah, for a hotel.
Stove. Yeah, for a hotel, it was awesome.
Not always. But for a hotel stay, it was really good for us because Hayden sleeps in and I don't. So it was nice that I could, like, close the bedroom door and come out into the living space and kind of have, like, a little bit more room to relax and not have to, like, just lay there on my phone waiting for him to wake up. So I did appreciate that. They also had free breakfast. Again, their location is really, like, right in downtown. So there's a lot of businesses and restaurants walkable. Again, you're right on Norbert's College, so beautiful strolls through campus. If you're interested, that is a very beautiful university.
Also, our bathroom had a bidet. That was pretty sweet. I don't know if you've ever used one, but they're nice.
He was overly, like...
I've never used one before. I've always wanted to. I hear a bunch of people talk about them. And then it lives up to the hype. It was sweet.
He was weirdly excited about this bidet.
Weird at all.
It was weird.
Nah. Anyways, always nice when you can highlight a bidet. As we move on from where we stayed at the Crest Inn, we get you into where we had some food. Kind of variety this time, I guess. Like, just the settings were very different in every place we were at.
Yeah, and if you listen to episode one, you heard us talk about how the craft brewery scene is just popping off in Green Bay. Like, there are so many really awesome craft breweries to choose from in that area. But additionally, they have such a great food scene. Like, honestly, it's so good. We have had so many good meals in Green Bay. Like I said, one of Hayden's favorite restaurants is there. It's just, like, everything we've had is so good. So,
and I think the first place we're going to talk about is right there, like,
yeah,
makes our point for us. And that was called Fox Harbor Inn Pub and Grill.
And it was, so it's right on the Fox River, so there are waterfront dining views on their patio. Obviously, we didn't have the dogs with us. Their patio is not dog-friendly even in the summer, so just keep that in mind. But we walk in, and it's like a please seat yourself sign. It is busy. Like, busy, busy. And our contact at Discover Green Bay, Katie, had warned us that it was going to be busy, like, to expect that, but she told us it was worth the wait. And obviously, bar doesn't get that full if the food sucks. So. Right. We had high expectations, and it did live up to the hype. Their Friday Night Fish Fry is a perch fry, and it comes with fries or potato salad, rye bread, coleslaw, and we also got a cup of clam chowder soup. And first of all, I love when a fish fry is perch, and the fact that that is just like their fish fry is my favorite fish right off the bat is a great sign. It's not beer battered. It's breaded, but the breading is pretty thick and really crunchy, like crispy, and
yeah,
I liked that a lot. I gave it an A-. What did you end up giving it?
I think I gave it an A. Maybe I think I gave it a B+, and then rounded it up after I had a couple more bites to an A.
Yeah, it was super, super good. I like, for it not being beer battered, things don't normally rank that high with me, and I really liked it. It was very consistent breading and good. Additionally, the clam chowder was good. I got an old fashioned, and they must use an old fashioned mix, but they made it in a pint glass.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, what is this?
So it's a very big cocktail, but delicious. Everything was super good.
Fast, too. Like, once you sat down, like, the fish fry, they turned those over quick.
Yeah, and we, like, when we got there, we had to get a drink at the bar and kind of wait for a table to open up. But once we got our table, Hayden's right, everything came super quick. The server was super kind, and
The people were really nice too. Like, everybody, like the people we sat next to at the bar to wait for the table was great. The guy that I made eye contact with at the table to be like, yo, what's up? You guys leaving? Can I snag that? He's like, yeah, that guy was cool. And just everybody was very nice. It was a cool spot too. Like,
yeah, it's right on the water. Like, that's always cool. We walked in at sunset and like I could see the behind Hayden, like the window, and the sun was going down over the river. It was just very lovely.
The next place is funny, especially if you're a Seinfeld fan, because it's called Mulva. And the episode where Jerry falls for the chick named Mulda. It's great.
Hayden thought that was just so funny.
Yeah, and so will other people who watch Seinfeld.
So it's called Mulda Cultural Center. Okay, let me talk. It's called Mulda Cultural Center, and it is, like, they host seasonal exhibits, or, like, and the current exhibit is a dinosaur safari, which was very popular. We got there right when it opened, and so did everybody else. It was bumping. But they have a cute little cafe in there called Savor, and at the cafe, they serve some pastries for breakfast, as well as some light lunch menu options. We each got a pastry, and we took a seat. It's beautiful architecturally. It is a very cool building, and there's, like, floor-to-ceiling windows that overlook, again, that Fox River. And then there was also a giant dinosaur.
Yeah, that moved.
That moved, right? If you're into prehistoric brunches, this is your place. You can, like, sit, like, right there, and I don't know, I had a good cup of tea. We kind of just hung out for a bit. Their gift shop is amazing, full of...
Yeah, those cool knickknacks.
Yeah, and, like, beautiful jewelry. Just kind of a cool spot. We did not dinosaur safari, but I did see that they have, like, a shark exhibit coming, and I would do that.
Yeah, I think if we would have had more time, we would have... It would have been a cool thing to, like, fill part of your day.
Yeah.
Doing the safari for sure.
But the Mulda Cultural Center is, like, right in De Pere. It's over the river from, like, downtown De Pere where we were staying. So super short drive. And again, just a beautiful building. You can't miss it.
Absolutely. The next... We talked about this before, but 1919 Kitchen in Lambeau Field.
I feel like I'm going to have a headache because you're just yelling.
Well, get me around the Packers like a little child.
You are a child.
My emotions.
You are the 34-year-old child.
But we sat at 1919. We got their famous cheese curds, right? Would you call them famous cheese curds? I don't know. They're known for their cheese curds.
I don't think that's true. I think
just make stuff up, sir.
Yep. I think we just really wanted to try their cheese curds because we had seen Sam Wisconsin at Wisconsin Cheese Please on Instagram rate them really high. And they're definitely unique. So they're unique in the way that they are like Parmesan breaded cheese curds. And they were so good. So good. I was so impressed by them. I really, really enjoyed them. I didn't like them with the marinara because the marinara was cold, but the ranch was good.
Yeah, I don't usually really dip my curds in marinara anyways, so
me either.
I don't really judge a place off of your marinara.
Yeah, I don't usually dip it in marinara either, but it really throws me off when the marinara is cold.
Yeah, it's...
That's very unenjoyable.
Not a good
contrast. Very unenjoyable for me, but...
We also did get a sausage and...
Italian sausage flatbread.
That was pretty darn good, too. Big.
Yeah, it was a great portion. So, that's one thing we should mention about Fox Harbor Pub is that Hayden and I shared the fish fry because it was 6 pieces of fish, one order. So we shared that fish fry and got a cup of soup, and that was more than enough for the two of us. Just keep that in mind. At 1919 Kitchen and Tap, we also find the portions to be big. Their menu is very creative and everything looks absolutely amazing. There was a lot of things we were like, ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, that sounds good. But just for the time frame we had and the amount of hunger we had, we decided to split a flatbread and get the order of cheese curds. We had leftovers of both.
Yes.
And the flatbread, again, was good Italian sausage, but like had like an aioli on top. So kind of unique there. But again, this menu is creative and just super delicious. We highly recommend 1919 Kitchen and Tap. And if you go, again, you're going to get the curds because they're amazing. But also I had this cocktail called Packers Punch and it was like neon green. So it probably wasn't very good for me, but it was really tasty.
Yeah, it's probably sour apple pucker that makes it green.
No, it was melon liqueur.
But good try.
But good try.
Yeah, it's fine. Also, like everything on the menu seemed very hard, like you were going to need a nap after. So think about that. Maybe good thing to go on an hour and 40 minute tour after to burn off the calories that you eat at 1919. We'll get into that a little bit later. The next place we kind of ate and drank, I would say, probably more drinking than eating, would be Title Town, which is right on the other side of the street from Lambeau Field. Right next to Lodge Kohler.
And kind of just to set the scene for you, yeah, it's right next to Lodge Kohler, but there's also a bunch of other businesses and restaurants There is Hinterland Brewing. There is The Turn, which is kind of like a Topgolf restaurant combo. There is, I'm thinking of Tavern in the Sky is the one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's in Lodge Color. But they have like, so there's like a big area, but they always have like events going on. So when we were there, there was like live music and this little pub crawl going on. And essentially you got a free punch card, but then I had to buy a beverage or a snack at one of the five participating businesses. And once you turned that in, you got a prize right away. I got a beanie. Hayden got a trucker hat. And then we also got entered to like win bigger prizes. So that was pretty cool. But they always seem to have stuff going on. When we stayed at Lodge Kohler a few years back, we were up like our hotel room was like up high and we could just see events like constantly happening from like workout classes to they had a movie on the grass. Like it was just like a cool space. There's also like games built into like the patio. So there's like foosball and bocce ball and shuffleboard all like built in.
Ice skating rink.
In the winter, yeah. Just like a bunch of stuff to like keep you occupied. So Titletown's kind of just a good fun place to hang out and to mention. But yeah, check their events page if you're like know you're heading to Green Bay because there's probably something going on.
Yeah, it's Titletown's. I don't know if you'll ever find a dull day there.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Next was kind of just a spot that we saw on the first night that we thought we went in, had a drink, and we thought the menu looked really good. And we were kind of looking for a dinner the second night we were there. So we decided to go back, and that place was called Stella's, and it's a Italian restaurant.
In downtown De Pere.
In downtown De Pere, walkable from our hotel. You could see our hotel from it pretty much. But we each got a nice pasta dish. Talk about big portions. Holy cannoli.
Like if there was ever a restaurant to share a meal, which we normally do. Right. We've been
pretty good at that lately.
We normally share meals and like at restaurants because portions. And like if there was ever a time to share a meal, but like we ate lunch at like 11:45 in at 1919. And then we didn't eat dinner until after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we were hungry, but like, oh my gosh, it was so much food. But at Stella's, I do highly recommend the French onion soup. It was so good. And then I got this Cajun pasta. And Hayden, what'd you get?
I think I got the shrimp scamp.
Or shrimp carbonara?
Shrimp scamp.
Scampi?
Yep. And it was good. It was just large. Yours was really good. I like the spice of yours.
Me too. It was really good. And like, again, we just kind of like stumbled upon it. And
I like your pasta better too. Like the type of pasta.
The cavatappi.
Didn't you get rigatoni?
No, we both had cavatappi.
No, we had two different pastas. You had a pasta with like that was flat with the hole through it, and I had the corkscrew.
I need to look at a video.
I 100% know that that's correct.
I don't know if I remember.
I remember that very vividly because I thought I was going to get angel hair pasta, but I didn't, which was fine. I must have just obviously missed it on the menu, but yours was real good.
Mine was really good. But yeah, Stella's, we just happened upon it. And the cool thing about that place is they do have a full dining room with another bar, but you could also like sit at the bar and there was like a couple tables there. So it was a really chill atmosphere.
And we
had like a late dinner. So it was nice that we just kind of got to chill.
It looked like they had the garage doors too. So like maybe when the weather is really nice, they open up the garage doors potentially as like the window walls. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be cool on a nice summer day. Cool date spot for sure.
Yeah. I wonder if they had that patio. It obviously wasn't open yet, but they had that patio. I wonder if it's dog friendly. I'll have to look that up for the blog. Okay, next is Taza. And
I don't know the exact pronunciation of it. Tazza.
And it's in downtown De Pere as well. It's really close to Malva. And it is a really like cute, cozy coffee shop. They do have breakfast and lunch options for you, as well as pastries, huge selection of tea, which was pretty impressive, and then also a good selection of coffee. How was your cold brew?
It was good. The only thing I did not like was the lid that you had to drink it out of.
Oh, the lid
was very large, and it spilt all over every time I tried to drink it.
Yeah, we're still adjusting to like the no straw cups in this house.
I mean, I don't use a straw.
I know, but the cups have changed because of that. So we're adjusting to that. So yeah, but I really liked that place. Super cute.
Yeah, good spot to start your day. Absolutely. Moving on to the drinking portion. Not often that the drinking portion is smaller than the eating portion, I feel like, on this show. The first spot we're going to talk about turned out to be like the most hilarious spot we were at the whole time. Like, we laughed the most
here. Oh, we laughed the whole time.
We had a beer glue, which is just like,
you've probably
a cold
seen
weather igloo. It's just like a see-through igloo that has a heater in it.
You've probably seen these like pop-up like igloos or domes or globes. They're all called all sorts of things. You've probably seen them somewhere, but they're like the plastic, PVC, like, yeah, tent like clear structures that are heated and cozy and cute.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of these at the Howard Commons, which is like essentially like a gathering place in an apartment complex, but it's like open to the public. They have an ice skating rink in the winter, and then I heard a girl say a roller rink in the summer.
Oh, that'd be so sweet in the summer.
And then they have this massive beer garden. So they have this like big space, and in the winter they put up these like bubbles. And so we got one of these igloos, and there is a fee for it, but 50% of it goes towards your food and drink. And honestly, if you're like with a group of people, it's totally worth it because you can split the cost and makes it really affordable. But like everyone is like set up in like different little types of chairs and coziness, and they all have board games in them and a heater and blankets. So like totally like just the best vibes. At the beer garden, there's like beer and wine as well as like little snacks. And we just would like go get our wine and then like go sit in the igloo. And we basically, Hayden's right, just laughed the whole time.
We're just playing heads up, like I described the word that's on her forehead to her, and she has to try to guess it.
It was so fun.
Yeah, we were cracking up.
We were laughing. But also,
a lot funnier than the way we're telling the story.
Yeah. And also, like, we are good at that. Like, we make a good team. Like, code names, we're a good team. Mm-hmm. Like, that just, like, amplifies that, like, we know each other good. Like, I always feel good about our relationship when we, like, those games. But yeah, we just giggled and drank wine, and it was lovely. And
yeah, that was fun.
The place itself is just very aesthetic and cute. Like, they have the ice skating rink lit up all cute. There was fireplaces outside of the bubbles, like in the beer garden. Highly recommend. Highly recommend.
It was fantastic. Next spot, we kind of touched on it in the eating portion, but it's Titletown. As Julia said, Hinterland Brewing. There is the Kohler Lodge with the
Tavern in the Sky.
There is, what was the golf place? The Turn.
Yes, but there's I mostly just put that in there because we did that little bar crawl. Mm. And I just want to remind you again, check out their events beforehand because that was fun. We got free hats out of it.
Yeah, we just played shuffleboard at the Turn. But that place was cool. It'd be a cool spot to like sit and watch football on a Sunday. For sure. So check out Titletown. And then the last place in downtown De Pere, visible right there from our hotel room, was Nikki's Lion Head. Nikki's Lion Head.
I had a thin mint martini here that was super good. Highly recommend that. But downtown De Pere in general just like had like a couple little taverns like right in a row that you could just kind of like walk to, bop around to. They were all kind of cute. So, but Nikki's Lion Head was like the one who stuck out to me with like a nice cocktail menu.
And they know how to pour Maker's Mark. So it was
perfect.
Perfect for me too.
Okay. The last section is Explore, as always. But in the Explore section today, we're talking about something that wasn't on my bucket list, but should have been. And I want you all to put it on yours. And that is the Legendary Lambeau Tour. So this is a tour of Lambeau Field, shocker, but it also comes with a mission to the Hall of Fame, the Packers Hall of Fame. And the Packers Hall of Fame has a nice museum section that kind of teaches you the history of the franchise, as well then gives you a lot of information on the legendary players that have been Packers and made it to that Hall of Fame. But this tour is so cool. It is a guided tour. So you are with, like, we were with Rick and Pat, two and the lovely gentlemen who like walked us around the stadium. And it started by taking us up to the roof. And as you drive into Green Bay, we all spot Lambeau and we all go, there it is, that giant G. That's like Lambeau. That's Lambeau. You get to go up to that roof and stand right beside that big G and look down at the field. And it was really, really cool.
Highest point in Green Bay.
Highest point in Green Bay. And we learned that if you have a club level seat in Lambeau, you can take the elevator up to the roof and you can watch the game from this like beautiful patio we were on.
Yeah, they recommended timing it out so you're up there for the flyover because they said that's a really cool experience.
They said you'll literally duck.
Yeah. So I want to make that a point if I ever am fortunate enough to have a club level seat ever again at Lambeau.
Yeah, that was amazing. We did have club level seats this year, but we didn't know that fact yet. So that's a fun fact. And then they took us down a couple levels to like all of the bougie club seating and like the behind the scenes stuff in the festival foods deck, just like in all these nice suites. It was really, really cool to kind of see that side of the stadium. It is a little bit different than 18 inches of bleachers.
Yeah, it also really made me want a suite at Lambeau because if you own a suite at Lambeau, you can use it every single day that Lambeau Field is open to the public. You can use your suite. So you can just go hang out in the off season at your suite and just chill in there.
I know. We were talking like we would host dinner parties.
Yeah,
there.
I'd have a fantasy football draft, every single fantasy draft ever. Any.
Take your business meetings there.
Yeah, take my friends there and just hang out.
If you're a work from home person, you could work from Lambeau. Just like all these cool ideas we were coming up with. But that's really cool that if you own a suite, you have access to it all the time. So if anybody that listens to this podcast owns a suite at Lambeau,
please invite us. Oh, sorry.
That's not what I was going to say.
Especially for games.
But if you, anybody listening owns a suite at Lambeau and you like listening to this podcast, please, please, please let us do a live podcast recording.
Oh, that'd be sick.
In your suite. So like, no, we won't do video because there's a lot of NFL rules. But
probably
like,
doesn't even have to be live, does it? We just do a podcast for it. I think that'd be sweet too.
Well, like I want there to be like other people. So like if the suite holds 20, like two of us, but then we have like 18 guests, you know, that can like ask us questions and it can be like a live studio podcast.
Seen people just staring at us talk to each other?
Well, I'm telling you, it'll be interactive. Like, we could, like, they could ask questions. We could talk about their destinations. We could, like, maybe do a Lambo Q&A. I just think it would be really cool to have, like, a live podcast recording. Anyway, so that's my dream for if anybody owns a suite and wants us to do a live podcast from it, let us know. But yeah, on the tour, we weren't allowed to take videos, just photos. Which is so silly because on a game day, there's just cameras everywhere. But on the tour, they told us photos only. So if you saw, like, I had some live photos that were in a reel that we shared earlier this week. So you might have seen that. But yeah, I couldn't take like full on videos, which was a bummer for us.
Yeah, I got to run out of the same tunnel as every single Packer great.
Yeah,
play.
Why don't you tell them about
awesome.
That? Tell them about the concrete. Tell them about all that.
Yeah, there's concrete slab that they took from the old entrance the players used to make. I think he said Mike Holmgren was the coach that it got moved in the middle of his, maybe Sherman? Holmgren or Sherman, I can't remember which one it was. But he said, hey, when we move this, I want a section of the concrete from the floor, from the one tunnel, moved to the new tunnel that they build, and then they put a nice brick layer around it. And every single Packer since 2003, well, since before that, they had the one, you know, the actual slab. All the Packer greats got to walk over it, and so did I. I'm basically a Packer. I'm basically pretty much on the team.
But it was really cool to, we went through the visitors' locker room, and then just kind of seeing how the visitors get to the field and how different it is from the way the Packers get to the field. They don't let you in the Packers locker room because it is a currently active NFL locker room. So they don't let you in there, but they do let you in the visitors locker room. Underwhelming because they're not trying to hype up the away team, but still cool to be in.
Yeah. Smaller. Very small.
And then, yes, from there.
53 oversized men to be in. In pads.
But then you, from the locker room, you run through the tunnel. To the sidelines of the field. You obviously, I don't know if it's obvious, you cannot go on the field or touch the field or Lambeau Leap. Those are the rules.
So lame.
Hayden was not happy about the rules, but it was really cool because they taught us a lot. We got to take really awesome pictures. Honestly, we're going to frame one of the field pictures we took. They just turned out super good. And I don't know, it was just such a cool experience to see the stadium from top to bottom like that. And again, literally being on the roof to being on the sidelines. So cool. We learned, like, again, fascinating history. Our guides, Pat and Rick, were so awesome and so knowledgeable.
That's exactly what I want to do when I retire.
Yeah.
Give tours of Lambeau. I was like, saw my calling right when he started the tour. I was like, I could definitely see myself doing this on a Tuesday afternoon.
And I agree. You would be so good at that. It would be really fun. So you better study up on your history.
Yep. Yes, I will have to.
Okay. So what are you coming back for? I actually will be back in Green Bay in May to cheer on my sister, who is running a half marathon there. But when I'm there in May, I am going to go to Heritage Hills State Park, which is a state park that's been on my bucket list for quite some time. It's kind of like older Wisconsin is what the vibe I'm getting. It's like living history. So I'm very excited to go there. What do you want to go back for besides more Packer games? Because I will always know that answer.
Well, that's all I got. Just more Packer games.
More Packer games?
Yep. As many as I can for the rest of my life.
All right. Well, if you guys find yourself in Green Bay and have additional recommendations you think we need to check out, please send them our way. And if you find yourself in Green Bay checking out the recommendations we recommended, please tag us on Instagram. We always appreciate that at That Wisconsin Couple. But yeah, we want to see what you're up to. We want your recommendations in return. So send them our way. And if you enjoy this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review. But until next week.
Thank you very much for riding along with us, guys.
Bye.
Bye.